You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Nauru says it may seek to return people Australia deported to their country, to their home countries. A historic deal for food delivery workers in Australia welcomed. And Manchester City's manager apologises after a confrontation with a cameraman. First up, though, the CEO of Muslim Women Australia, Maha Abdo, has condemned Pauline Hanson's burqa stunt in Parliament. After first wearing a burqa in the Senate in 2017, Ms Hanson repeated the act in the Senate yesterday to further her calls for a ban on the Muslim face covering. She's citing national security grounds as the reason for the push, despite not being able to name a single safety incident linked to the burqa. Ms Abdo tells SBS Arabic that Ms Hanson's actions are harmful.
As we begin the 16 days of activism from today and violence against women, I'm deeply disappointed to once again witness Pauline Hanson using her platform as an attention-seeking exercise to mock, belittle and politicise the choices of Muslim women in Australia, and sincerely call out for the right of every woman to be able to live free from harm, racism and misogyny.
And New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says he wants to shift the focus away from One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's stunts in Parliament towards a constructive effort to reduce racism and social tensions. Premier Minns says he does not want to give further publicity to Ms Hanson, and it's important that people feel safe in their communities.
I think it's designed to generate publicity, and as a result of that publicity sort of fracture our community in two. But there might be huge differences of agreements about what's happening around the world, but we can't let it spill into the streets in Sydney. And it's incumbent upon all of us to protect the right for people to, yeah, have freedom of speech, but also the right to be free from racism and vilification in the town and the community that they live.
An English language translation of a 10-minute interview by the president of Nauru, David Adang, on a $2.5 billion deal between Australia and Nauru has been released. Senators David Pocock and David Shoebridge use parliamentary privilege to read an English transcript of the interview in the Senate, obtained through the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. The interview reveals new details about the deal to export long-term immigration detainees from Australia to Nauru in a 30-year arrangement. Mr. Adang said in the interview that Nauru intends to return people to their countries of origin if they find a way, even though Australia was unable to easily remove them due to international law that prohibits sending refugees or stateless persons back to harm. Senator Shoebridge says Australians deserve to know about the details of the deal that the government is trying to keep secret.
The President Adian has made it very clear he wants these people to return from the country they came from. We know that they have fled from persecution by and large. Does the Australian government join with the Nauruan president in wanting to send people back to persecution in Iran, in Iraq, in Russia, in Sudan? Finally, we get to read the truth onto the record.
Australia's two largest on-demand delivery platforms have agreed to minimum wage pay rates and wide-ranging protections for riders and drivers. The agreement has been negotiated between the Transport Workers Union, Uber Eats and DoorDash, and requires approval from the Fair Work Commission before coming into effect. The National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Caine, says the deal is the result of years of workers and unions campaigning for improved conditions, and the result represents the first time in the world that a minimum floor to pay and conditions is established for those workers in the gig economy. The deal covers dispute resolution processes and accident insurance paid for by the platforms. Workplace Relations Minister Amanda Rishworth says she welcomes the deal. Macquarie Dictionary has announced AI slop as its word of the year. The term was chosen by its committee and then voted on by the public. It's defined as low-quality content created by generative AI, often containing errors and not requested by the user. The other words on the shortlist include Ozempic face, medical misogyny and bird dogging. The last word refers to the act of confronting a politician at a public event with direct questions or issues with the aim to bring attention to a specific issue. Let's go to sport now, and in football, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he's embarrassed and ashamed after a confrontation with a cameraman following his side's Premier League defeat at Newcastle United over the weekend. Guardiola was furious at several decisions during the 2-1 loss at St James Park and appeared to take out his frustration on a pitch-side TV cameraman after the final whistle. Guardiola says he has apologised.
No, I feel embarrassed, ashamed when I see it. I don't like it. I apologise for the camera after 1 second. So
That's what I'm asking. Do you even need to? Because it just happens on these things.
I am who I am. Even 1,000 games, I'm not a perfect person. I make a huge mistake. So it's not about that, but I don't regret. What is for sure, I defend my team and my club. That's for sure. The reason why is I want to defend my team and my club. That is no doubt.
That's SBS News. Check out our podcasts. They include World News Weekly and On the Money. I'm Peggy Giacomelos.